And what's the address here where you live, sir? Lane? Is there an A or a B or is it? Has it? And your name, sir? And your birthday? Okay, and were you here during the day?
No. Right. Well, when it happened, yeah, I was here.
But, oh, you were here. Okay. Yeah. What time did you go to work this morning?
Yeah.
And what time did you go to work?
4:30.
And what time did you get home?
About 4 o'clock. Right before.
And where were you at?
Right inside that living room.
Front living room. Can you tell me what you saw or heard this afternoon?
All I heard was a couple of gunshots and I mean I didn't know they were gunshots and I, you know, everybody started coming outside and there was people running around over there and cops over there. That's all I know.
Did you hear any yelling or screaming before the gunshots?
No. After I came out there was a little boy screaming over there. I guess it appeared to be the guy's son or something like that.
And have you been talking with people? Do you know who it is that we're talking about that was involved in this?
Kind of. I don't personally know him, but I know who he is.
Do you know what his name is? Do you have any idea?
Alias of Bevel.
What is it?
Bevel.
Bevel? Okay. And you don't know him at all?
Oh, I don't know the guy. I know who he is, but that's it.
What do you know about him? What do you hear? Is there any... What's he about?
Supposedly he sells drugs.
That's the story here on the street.
But personally, I don't know. I don't know the guy.
Do you know who it is that you talked to or who that you mentioned that he sells drugs?
Everybody.
Everybody around here knows him? Is it?
I mean, I don't... I can't say he does. You know, I don't
right.
know.
Right. But... But that's the stuff you've heard on the street, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know which house it is that this Bevo that you that's
no,
the drugs?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
You don't know?
No, I know that it's one of the apartments, but I don't know which one it is.
The last one on the right side.
The last one on the right. And do you see him driving a vehicle?
His Honda?
I don't know what the hell he drives.
You don't, you've never seen him in it?
Yeah, I bet I have, but I don't remember his car. What the hell does he drive? I don't
know. A Honda.
And I want to make sure I'm getting the nickname that, you know, my Bevo, like B-E-V-O?
Yeah.
Bevo?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much, I mean, I don't...
Okay.
So you didn't hear any yelling or screaming before it happened? You
no.
just heard the two gunshots, you came outside, you saw the kid, the child out there screaming, and you're pretty sure... How did you know that the child that was screaming was related to the subject?
Playing with our kid?
Yeah, those two... His sons apparently come mm-hmm. and play with my kids, mm-hmm. okay. But I don't know the kids. I mean, they come, you know, they play around their bikes here sometimes. And my aunt is the one that brought the kids over here.
Oh, okay, that was your aunt. That
yeah. That I mean that's why I know that was the kid that was screaming. So my aunt ran over there.
And let me get some information for you. Your first name? Okay.
Sandoval.
And date of birth? And your address? Your husband and wife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And were you at home when the incident occurred?
She called me.
Who called you?
A girl that knows my sister. She saw my sister like coming with her three little daughters
uh-huh.
after there was gunshots, and we thought it was for my sister or something that had happened. And I guess it wasn't not the second call. That's when they told me that they had shot Bebo because he had a gun in his hand.
Have you ever seen him
yeah.
with a gun in his hand?
Oh, no. No.
Okay, so you've never seen him with a gun, you ever hear any stories about him having guns or anything like that? Do you hear any problems? Does he have any issues with neighbors or anything like that
Nothing.
Up here? No arguments with neighbors,
Nothing.
No problems? And I know the information you have or stories on the street that he's selling drugs. Is there any problems with you hear him having any problems with other people he's dealing drugs with or anything like that? Bad deals or anything like that? So you weren't at home and somebody had called you and told you what had happened, and then you came in afterward.
Well, I have to drive from Warfright because that's where I work. And by the time I got here, I just found out that it wasn't for, like, my sister had nothing to do with it, and that it was Bevo that caught him. Because he had a gun in his hand.
And who was it that told you that Bevo had a gun in his hand and the cops had to shoot him?
A girl that works at too.
She was here?
No, she called her.
She called me that she was right at the corner of A Street and Blaine that she saw. Did she heard or she saw? I don't know.
Somebody
I wasn't really paying attention because she was telling me something about my sister and she has three little girls and was like, oh my God. So I just heard that. I don't know really. Like,
and what's her name? Last name? And do you have a telephone number for
killed him.
We don't know. I know he's in the but you say that. I mean, yeah, we. Just because he's the stuff you hear about him is that he's a drug dealer, or do you hear anything else?
Like
still, I mean, yeah, dealing drugs. If that's the case, of course, we don't know that for sure yet.
It's 7124.
Okay. All right. I got phone numbers for you. If there's any other questions I have, I'll give you a call. But I think that might be it for right now. Caesar, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.